WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, everybody. Grace, peace, and welcome to you on this perfectly lovely Sunday morning. We ordered a very special day today in honor of our graduates, our graduating seniors. So this sunshine and warmth, guys and girls, is all for you. Announcements before we begin our worship service. The liturgist today was supposed to be Cliff Lawton, but he's a bit under the weather. So Mark Pyrrhic is going to pick up the liturgy duties for him. Radio sponsors today are Steve and Christy Statz, in memory and honor of their parents' anniversaries. John and Pat Vamer, a correction, on May 2nd, and Tony and Claire Statz on May 1st. Today is the last day for donations to Mabel's Building Mission, so if you would like to contribute to that and build a house in Mexico, talk to Margaret for details after worship today. As I mentioned, we are honoring our graduating seniors this morning. We'll be doing that about halfway through the service today. And then we have another announcement not in the bulletin. The Open and Affirming Committee, the Love Your Neighbor Committee, is ordering new T-shirts for ONA activities. This is what it looks like, except the lettering on the shirt will say First UCC Sauk City on it. We're getting a very special deal from a vendor in Mount Horeb who will sell us these shirts. We can sell them for $15, a little bit more if you have an extra large size. But $15 for a shirt. We plan on using these when we march in the Frolic Parade in Mount Horeb and at the Cowship Parade this August here in Sauk City and other events that we can pull together. So if you would like to order a shirt, there are order forms on the table in the foyer. We are not taking money at this time. This is going to be right now a cash-only situation, but you don't need to pay anything until we bring the shirts. So please don't order a shirt if you're not going to actually buy it. Otherwise, somebody has to pay it. That might be me. So order the shirt if you'd like to, but don't give any money. We will charge you for it when they come. So the order forms are on the table out there. You can fill one out. Just put it on the pile next to the pile that's there, the blank ones, and we will get it ordered for you. We're hoping to have these sometime in the next few weeks. That is all that I have. Any other announcements out there that I did not know about? So then let me welcome you again. And welcome all of those listening on the radio, watching on the YouTube channel. And let me welcome the whole world with a welcome statement that comes from a sister church of ours. I'm doing a series of these welcome statements from other churches so we can see how we fit into the larger flow of the UCC. This one comes from our neighbor up in Baraboo, First Congregational UCC of Baraboo. No matter where you are on life's journey, to new visitors and old friends, to people of all colors, cultures, classes, ages, abilities, gender, family type, and sexual orientation, to all who have no church home, need strength, want to follow Christ, have doubts, or do not believe. To believers and questioners and questioning believers, welcome to this Just Peace, Open and Affirming Congregation of the United Church of Christ. So now, settle in where you're sitting. Take a deep breath. Become aware of God's presence in this place and with you with each breath that you take. Mark will lead us in our call to worship this morning. If you're able, would you please stand as we read together?
Come to me, Jesus said.
Carrying our burdens, we come seeking rest.
I will give you rest, Jesus promised.
And claiming that promise this morning, we find we are at peace.
Take my yoke, Jesus said. Learn from me gentleness and humility.
We respond to this gentle invitation, and we feel our burden lighten and our way grow easy.
Trusting this morning
the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, we come with joy to worship. Opening hymn this morning is number 73 in the New Century Hymnal, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In.
Joy,
would you join me, please, in the prayer, the morning prayer printed in the bulletin and on the screen. God of truth, it is hard for us to be truthful when our world is so anxious and our hearts clouded by fear. Help us to be honest before you and with each other. God of mercy, you are so ready to forgive and teach us the way to live. Free us from all that limits our response to your gracious word. God of hope, we are grateful for your steadfast love and grateful for your patience and care. By your grace, guide us to walk the way of Jesus in confidence and joy. Amen. Here is the gospel, the good news. God loves this world. God has redeemed this world. God is remaking this world. In all this, we are being made whole, and for this we all say, thanks be to God. Seated, please. Our invitation to the communion table this morning is a song we haven't sung for a while. This comes from Christopher Grundy. He is a UCC pastor, and he's also professor of preaching and worship at our seminary, Eden Seminary. This is Come to Me. This is the welcome table, made ready for all who are hungry and for everyone who wonders what not being hungry might feel like. So whoever you are, wherever you come from, however you identify, whatever brought you here today, you are welcome. All of who you are is precious to God, and every part of you is welcome to the bread and juice here at Christ's table. Remember, it was Jesus himself who said, "Come to me, All who labor under heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am meek and gentle of spirit, and here at this table you will find rest for your soul. Would you pray with me, please? Holy One, we are grateful for the creation, for the gift of life, for your abiding love, for you are the source of all that is good. We thank you for calling us to walk together in the way of Jesus, for breathing life into us, and we thank you for this bread of life and cup of salvation, offering to us the very presence of Christ. Bless us now in our eating and drinking, that our eyes may be opened and we may recognize the living Christ at this table, in each other, and in all for whom Christ died. Amen. We come to this table every week, always remembering that night when Jesus sat at a table with his friends for the last time, before they betrayed him, before he was arrested. That night he took a loaf of bread from the table and he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to them. He said, "Take and eat. This is my body. It is for you. When you eat, remember me." After supper, he took a cup and he gave thanks for the cup and gave that to his friends, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is my blood of the covenant. This cup makes possible a new and a lasting relationship between you and me. When you drink, remember me." We come to this table every week. We eat and drink in the company of each other in the presence of Jesus himself, proclaiming as we do what is the mystery of our faith, that Christ has died, but Christ is risen and Christ will come again. These are the gifts of God for all of you, the people of God. Come, everything is now ready. Thank you. bread of life given for you. Would you pray with me, please? Bountiful God, we give thanks that you have refreshed us at your table by granting us the presence of Jesus Christ. As this bread has been broken to make us whole, and this cup overflows with your grace, now pour us out to be a blessing to all your people. Walk with us through the darkness. Awaken us to your light. Bring us closer to each other and closer to you. Amen. As I said, today we are honoring our graduating seniors, and Margaret is going to take the lead in this. Margaret, it's yours.
Well, good morning. It is my honor to have this opportunity today to celebrate our 2024 graduates. As Sunday school superintendent, every group has had unique characteristics that make them special. This group, however, have pulled on my heartstrings over the years. Throughout their Sunday school career, they were dependable, full of energy, had lots of ideas. The students were kind and compassionate. This is a group of doers. They did things. They did things together. They did things for others. They were a true bonded group. Please join me in welcoming our 2024 graduates. And you may come forward. If we could start out, I'm going to have you remind the congregation of your names and then tell what you're going to be doing next year or in the future.
I'm Sam. The thing I'm going to do after graduation, I'm going to go to UW La Crosse and study marketing as my major.
I'm Morgan. I'm going to Bryant Stratton in Milwaukee to get a business degree and play softball.
I'm Cassie. I'm going to University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and I'm majoring in social studies education.
I'm Elena. I'll be attending UW-Madison with an undecided major.
I'm Sam. I'm going to be going to UW-Whitewater to study business.
I'm Harrison, and I'll also be going to UW-Whitewater to study in psychology.
Thank you, friends. Well, we don't have time to actually walk down memory lane this morning, so we're going to take a little sprint down memory lane. The Sunday school journey for most of you started with your pre-K years. That fun time, it was your first school experience. You'd come and play with those great toys in the nursery, have your story and lesson, and then perhaps a craft and a little more playtime. All was great. This group started in 2008, and Katie Homar and Kim Beyer were the teachers for them. 2008 through 2011, they were in that nursery group. Now, Cassie was the eager one. She joined us at age 3, so she joined in at 2008. And then in 2009, Harrison, Elena, and Morgan joined the pack, and Sam Sprecher in 2010. In those days when we kept track of attendance, this group was usually considered excellent attendance, if not perfect attendance. And Cassie, you have to point out that you were the queen of perfect attendance, right? It was an every year. I know it was a competition. You had to do it every year. But wonderful. In kindergarten, Sharon Deal and Heather Miller were your teachers, and this is where Sam Logtreman joined us. And kindergarten, first grade was, there were no more toys in the room. You moved upstairs to the third floor, and you had the serious lessons. Second grade teachers were Heather Haas, Chris Logtreman, and Andrea Gavel. Third grade, Chris Logtreman and Andrea Gavel, the students were blessed with these teachers. Fourth grade, Jennifer Cruz and Jenny Brickle. And fifth grade teachers, Jean Ann Brenninger and Amy Bachhuber. This was the time period when you would kind of drag yourselves through the Ed Building door on Sunday morning. But once they hit that room, there was laughter and talking and more laughter. In sixth grade, sixth grade we had Jean Ann Brenninger and Jenny Brickle. And that is where they started to love sharing highs and lows of the week. The teachers would actually have to stop the highs and lows so they could sneak that lesson in before the end of the period. This was the time when youthquake retreats took place, where you had 10,000 teenagers at the Wisconsin Dells for the weekend. And Pastor Bill said they were always front and center. Now, 2017, we were practicing for the Christmas program, and one of our friends here asked if they could still be in the program next year. You see, they were in sixth grade, and we were the Sunday school Christmas program. So, of course, I wasn't going to turn them down, and so the Sunday school Christmas program turned also into the confirmation and Sunday school Christmas program. And it was those years that the kids came up with wonderful ideas, had me always on my toes. They wanted to go above and beyond what we had set out to do, and they gave me great ideas for the next year's Christmas play, because what they didn't say, and we quickly wrote in to make them happy, or costumes, etc., we used the next year, and I'm very grateful for that. Your confirmation year started in 2018 to 2020. We were blessed with Teresa Grimes, Tom Litcher, and Pastor Bill. And this is when Maya Sunday and Carmen Meyer, they weren't able to be with us today, but they joined us in confirmation. You know, we could barely get a suggestion communicated, and they'd jump in and have it planned. For example, they decided we needed to revive those old lock-ins that happened at our church years ago, where the kids were here all night with a couple of chaperones, and they watched movies and played cards and, of course, had snacks. And I am very grateful that Pastor Bill and Andrea volunteered for this event, as I'm not an all-night lock-in kind of person. They had a great time, and they were very happy to start that tradition again. Unfortunately, in 2020, this group, and it still makes my heart sad, they were our first confirmation class that got confirmed virtually, and hopefully the last. So instead of to be up front like this, they were all on their computers, Zoom, with Pastor Bill and got confirmed. We did find a picture that's on the picture board as you entered, and there's a picture of the Zoom computer with Pastor Bill on it and Cassie holding her computer. I think that that's about what our pictures are for that. So I want to make sure we get a picture of this group today. I am always grateful to our Sunday school staff. Throughout the years, they put in an enormous amount of effort. So today, as we celebrate this group of students, we also want to thank, in particular, the group of Christian education teachers that led them during those years that these youth went through the program. Their willingness to serve is what made this program happen. So now I'd like to ask the teachers that were involved in events and activities with this group to simply come forward, go down the line, congratulate them, and then you can go back and sit down. So if you were part of the Christian Education Program 2008 to 2020, please come forward. Don't be shy. They are a shy group, so it might take a minute. Let's give our teachers a round of applause. Thank you so much, Christian Education teachers from the past, present, and future. We are very grateful. Well, friends, we're going to let you take a little break, and if you would go sit in the front pew there, or the front pews, whichever you like, we have a little slideshow. So we have pictures in the entryway, and we have some slides to share with us, to share with you. And I want to thank Scott Kinneman and the tech crew for helping us out this morning to get this rolling.
chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never feel those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
But you can tell why they are, why they pulled on my heartstrings, and they continue to. I need to check later with a couple of those pictures. I'm not sure what some of the things were happening in those, but they were.
That's not that.
They were great. They were great, anyways. We have a couple of things to present to you, and Rose Kleinert, the consistory president, is going to be helping me. First, we have Rose for each of you. Hugh Rose. And of course, we couldn't resist. We are giving you one of the Sunday School's famous goodie bags. In the goodie bag, you'll find a couple of gift cards, a prayer rock, some people call them a worry stone, and, well, of course, some treats. And, you know, once the superintendent, always the superintendent. Don't forget the rules, guys. Remember, no eating your treats during the church service. It's too distracting, and because we don't have one for everybody. Well, my friends, as Rose finishes, you can give them the goodie bags. That'd be great. They used to receive these for their Christmas gifts after the Christmas program and then at the end of the year. Friends, normally we might say, go do great things. However, you have been doing great things. You have been volunteering for Help Excite Little People, organizing and putting together bags for Help Excite Little People, collecting books for Hope House, volunteering at the food pantry, teaching Sunday school, and those are just a few of the many things you have been doing in connection to this church. We know you are busy out there in the community too. We are so proud of you. Go out, friends, and continue to do great things. And be on behalf of First United Church of Christ, thank you. Thank you for blessing us with your dedicated participation in our Christian education program. No matter where your journey takes you, your family here at First United Church of Christ will always be here for you. Good luck, my friends. I love you.
Let's close this part of the service with prayer for the graduates, and then we will sing a song for them as well. So please join me in prayer. Loving God, us old ones are so grateful for the young ones who follow behind. We pray that you will be with them in their future. Give them wisdom to know the way they have to go. Grant them courage for the journey, and hold them always close and safe in your ever-loving arms. Amen. We're going to sing, Go My Children With My Blessing, is number 82 in the New Century Hymnal. And we'll sing just verses 1 and 2, and graduates, this is for you. have a choir anthem this morning.
Sing Joyful Praise is a wonderful arrangement by Mary Lynn Lightfoot. And for the seniors, I am sure Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee is a celebration of the end of their high school years and onward, onward where they go. I'm not turned on. Here we go. Our invitation to the offering this morning is a delightful poem, one that brings a smile to me always when I read it. Stay tuned to the end, though, because it's the last slide in the poem that catches you. This is called If You Can Sit Quietly by Jack Kornfield. If you can sit quietly after difficult news, if in financial downturns you remain perfectly calm, if you can see your neighbors travel to fantastic places without a twinge of jealousy, if you can happily eat whatever is put on your plate, if you can fall asleep after a day of running around without a drink or a pill, if you can always find contentment just where you are probably a dog. We will receive our morning offering at this time. Thank you.
please join me in our gratitude prayer. Like the turning of the seasons, our hearts turn again to you, our generous God, and we praise you for your gift to us. Bless what we bring today. Use it and use us to serve your people and to give honor to your name. Amen. Be seated, please. Mark has our first reading for us this morning.
This is from Mark chapter 5, 21 through 24. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell to his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him.
Scripture reading continues where Mark ended. This is Mark 5, verses 24 to 28 is what I'm going to read. And a large crowd followed Jesus and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." This ends our readings for this Sunday morning. God is speaking to us through these words. When God speaks, the words are always true. We can always trust them. Would you pray with me, please? May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The problem isn't that people know so little. The problem is that they know so many things that just ain't so. Mark Twain might have said that, or maybe he didn't. No one knows for sure. But I started thinking about this quote as I was reading the story that we have for this week. Discovering that something you believe to be so is in fact not so can be a bit unsettling. On the other hand, discovering something is so when you had all but given up hope for it can be pretty exciting. Jesus' disciples land their boat on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and are met by a large crowd. Almost immediately, a leader of the synagogue, Jairus by name, runs to Jesus, falls at his feet, and begs him to come and heal his little daughter who is at the point of death. Now, you may remember that synagogue people weren't always Jesus' best friends, and the disciples may have thought he really didn't owe them anything. But by his actions, Jesus shows this just ain't so. Without asking questions, without trying to determine if this particular synagogue leader was worthy of his time, he sets out for the house, dragging the crowd along behind. Now, in the crowd was a woman who, like most women in those days, was too poor and too unimportant to have a name. Even Jesus didn't see her in the crowd. I'm going to call this woman Miriam,
because lots of women were named Miriam in those days, and every woman deserves a name and deserves to be named. We know nothing about her, except as Mark tells the story, Miriam has this mysterious physical ailment. She has been bleeding continuously for 12 years. Her sickness has...
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City.